Thank you, Janine, for that very kind introduction, and thank you, everyone, for being here today and finding the third floor. So today I'm going to talk to you about living in disadvantaged neighborhoods and how it increases the risk for having a very low birth weight baby among mothers who are exposed to preconception stressful life events. I have no financial relationships to disclose or conflicts of interest. I do want to acknowledge the generous support from the Maternal and Child Health Bureau and ARC and a number of other wonderful grants that would not have been possible to do these studies without this funding. So we really appreciate this support. So this is just going to serve as a roadmap for what I'll be talking about today. I'm going to first share with you some background about what we know about the neighborhood context and birth outcomes, and sort of give you a frame for understanding our research questions. Then talk about our study aims, the methods that we used to carry out our study and to test our hypotheses. I'll share with you our results, and then discuss the strengths of our study and potential limitations, and then close with conclusions and implications for this work from a population and public health perspective and also a clinical and policy perspective. So in terms of background, we know that, that poor obstetric outcomes are serious public health problems in the United States and globally. And they actually account for 40% of neonatal deaths and substantial morbidity and mortality in childhood and in adulthood. And there's actually been a rise in poor obstetric outcomes in the United States over the last several decades, particularly when we're talking about low birth weight. And this slide just shows that. Essentially, what we're looking at here are the percentage of low birth weight babies in the United States between 1990 and 2010. What you can see here is that there's been a pretty steady decline over this period, and we sort of are seeing a flattening off here. But this represents about a 6% increase from 1990 to 2010 in the rate of, or in the percentage of babies that are born low birth weight. So I'm going to state that, you know, low birth weight remains high, and I would argue that it remains unacceptably high in the United States, and it increases the risk for premature mortality, as we discussed, and it can set children on an adverse health trajectory. So one of the things that we thought was important in our research in this study and in our program of research in general was to really think outside the box about what are some additional risk factors that might help explain the outcomes that we see. And the neighborhood, in particular, the context of the neighborhood and where women live can affect birth weight. We know that. And maternal stress is also an important contributor to birth weight. And we know this just from our own studies of maternal stress. We have two papers that were published in the American Journal of Public Health earlier this year looking at exposure to preconception and stressful life events and its effect on prematurity and low birth weight, and found that it was significantly related to those two adverse obstetric outcomes. And certainly there have been plenty of studies that have looked at the neighborhood context and its relationship to poor birth outcomes. What hasn't happened, though, is really looking at the nexus of this and really investigating the impact of neighborhood conditions on the association between stressful life events prior to pregnancy and birth weight and its effect on birth weight, and particularly looking at this on a national level. So this slide is really just to share with you our conceptual model of how we think all of this works. You know, we are thinking about women's health and in the what we're calling the preconception period, sort of, and certainly what happens during pregnancy and the postpartum period. But really, you know, what we're interested in is thinking about, you know, what kinds of stressors are women exposed to? How do they react to them in terms of their perception and the biology? How do they adapt to these stressful life events? How do they cope with them? And then what is the contextual effect? So here we're really thinking about where are they living? What is the environment like in which they're living? And this all leads, both in the preconception and pregnancy period, to what we're calling women's health capital, entering pregnancy. And that health capital can then feed into and determine, you know, maternal mental health and physical health outcomes, can also feed into obstetric outcomes, and also infant and child outcomes. So in terms of the aims of our study, we wanted to determine whether or not the deleterious effects of preconception factors, such as the exposure to preconception stressful life events, maternal chronic disease, or race and ethnicity, had an effect on birth weight, and whether or not it was exacerbated by living in a disadvantaged neighborhood. So the methods that we used, our data source and sample came from the early childhood longitudinal birth cohort, and this is the only birth cohort that we have here in the United States. It's a nationally representative sample of children who were born in 2001 and their families. The first wave occurred when the child was approximately 9 months old, and in this particular study, we examined 9,300 mother-child dyads. So the main dependent variable of interest was infant birth weight, and we looked at very low birth weight, so less than 1,500 grams, low birth weight between 1,500 and 2,499 grams, normal birth weight 2,500 to 3,999 grams, and I'm not going to show the results here, but we did also look at high birth weight. So the main independent variable of interest was preconception stressful life events, and so these are really major life events, things that that are stressful for anyone. So the death of a child, the death of a parent, the death of a spouse, divorce, separation, fertility problems. These are all things that have been shown to be very stressful and to have an impact on health and mental health. Our other independent variable was neighborhood disadvantage, and we created this an index, essentially, using principal components analysis, and we used county-level data from the 2000 census, and we basically culled information about the percentage of families that were living in poverty, the percentage of households with incomes that were below the state median, the percentage of women who were without a bachelor's degree, percentage of women who were single mothers, and the percentage of unemployed mothers of young children. And this is what we use to create our index of neighborhood disadvantage. The other independent variables of interest included maternal chronic conditions and race and ethnicity. And then we examined a number of covariates, including prenatal health and stress, and maternal sociodemographic factors. Our analyses were conducted using survey procedures from SAS, version 9.2, and the data were weighted to reflect the complex sampling design. Our descriptive analysis included chi-square analyses, examining the relationship between neighborhood disadvantage and a number of sociodemographic variables. We then stratified our analyses by the national neighborhood disadvantage index. So we stratified into three different groups: advantaged, middle, and disadvantaged. And then in each tertile of the neighborhood disadvantage group, we then performed a multinomial logistic regression to examine the exposure to PSLEs, maternal chronic conditions, and race and ethnicity on the odds of being low birth, having a very low birth weight infant. So what did we find? So these are some of the descriptive statistics, basically, you know, this shows the neighborhood condition. Most of the women in our sample lived in what we categorized as advantaged neighborhoods. 35% lived in sort of this middle advantage group, and about 20% lived in the disadvantaged group. We did find some very stark relationships in terms of differences in neighborhood by race and ethnicity. Black non-Hispanics were much more likely to be living in disadvantaged neighborhoods along with Hispanics. So this slide is a lot to digest, so let me just walk you through it. This is, we are looking at the stratified analyses. So this is the neighborhood effect on the associations between exposure to preconception, stressful life events, and very low birth weight, and we're stratifying by the neighborhood conditions or advantaged, middle and disadvantaged. And what we can see here, so this is overall, is that being exposed to preconception stressful life events increases your risk of having a very low birth weight baby. But there is a gradient, so such that if you're living in a disadvantaged neighborhood, you're more likely to, and you're exposed to a stressful life event, you're more likely to have a very low birth weight baby. Similarly, we see a similar gradient when we talk about maternal chronic conditions. We see it's actually a much stronger gradient. So if mothers have chronic conditions and they're living in a disadvantaged neighborhood, there's, you know, almost a threefold increased risk of having a very low birth weight baby. And we also see gradients in terms of race and ethnicity. So we know that there are big differences in terms of race, in particular when it comes to birth outcomes, and we see that essentially that for African American women who are living in disadvantaged neighborhoods, there's almost a fourfold increased risk of having a very low birth weight baby. And then we also see, which is different than what we see in sort of overall, we also see that for Hispanics, they're more likely if they live in a disadvantaged neighborhood. So this is a slide that just sort of summarizes particularly the preconception stressful life events finding and its relationship to neighborhood disadvantage and birth weight. And so over here on the left-hand side, we are looking at odds ratios that are unadjusted. And then when we adjust for them, and these, the A is advantaged, this is middle, and then this is disadvantaged, and you can basically just see that there's a gradient in terms of those who are exposed to preconception, stressful life events, and live in a disadvantaged neighborhood are more likely to have a very low birth weight baby. So in summary, the study found a gradient in the association between experiencing any preconception stressful life event and the increased risk of having a very low birth weight infant by neighborhood disadvantage. The strongest association was found in the most disadvantaged neighborhoods, followed by middle and advantaged neighborhoods. A similar gradient in the risk was also found by neighborhood condition was also found among mothers who experience chronic conditions and among black non-Hispanic women and Hispanic women. So the study has a number of strengths. First, we stratified our exposure a priori, which is helpful in studies of neighborhood, so that it's exogenous, not endogenous, to birth weight status. We also examined the independent impact of neighborhood conditions and preconception, stressful life events on birth weight, which to our knowledge is the first study to really do this. And then finally, we were able to identify a gradient in the association between the exposure to preconception, stressful life events, and birth weight using a nationally representative sample. There are, however, several potential limitations that should be considered when interpreting our findings. We don't have the ability to establish a causal relationship here. These are associations, so that's important to keep in mind. We also are not able to estimate the cumulative effect of neighborhood conditions over the life course. One other potential limitation is survival bias. In the ECLSB, we only have children who survived, so the children who died are not included in our sample, so there's a potential survival bias that may be extremely important. That's important to keep in mind. And we were not able to look at sort of a finer grain of neighborhood. We were looking at the county level. So in terms of our conclusions, this study found a gradient between experiencing any PSLE and the risk of having a very low birth weight infant by neighborhood disadvantage. And one of the things that I think we need to think about is that neighborhood conditions may act as a moderator on the effects of maternal experiences before and during pregnancy and its impact on birth outcomes. And I think as we go forward, we really need to start thinking more about these contextual effects. And I think a lot of us have known that these things have happened, are going on, but this actually now provides some data, that empirical data, to back this up. In terms of implications, we can't solely focus on individual level factors during a woman's pregnancy. That's not going to be sufficient to addressing preventing and reducing adverse birth outcomes. Therefore, it may be necessary that we go upstream and really focus on the determinants of poor birth outcomes before pregnancy, and really think about the social context in which these women are living in, particularly their neighborhoods. Population-based interventions may want to focus on reducing the stressors that people are exposed to in their environments, and that by improving neighborhood conditions, we may actually be improving birth outcomes. I'd like to thank the wonderful collaborators that I have the privilege of working with who contributed to this study. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Janine. Thank you.